I haven't laughed this much in ages.
I feel like I can't really let go. I know my bladder won't be able to take a real belly laugh. The floodgates will open.
You need Always Discreet pants. Total game changer.
Oh, let's have a look.
They feel just like underwear, but they're super absorbent. Plus, they fit like a glove. Have a go.
It feels amazing to properly relax and have a good old giggle. Same time next week.
Complete protection from heavy leaks with Always Discreet Boutique.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. A trade court in the US has blocked Donald Trump from imposing sweeping global tariffs on imports. It concluded that the US president exceeded his authority when he unveiled additional taxes on foreign-made goods. Here's our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.
If I look at the text of this ruling, it says that it is absolutely clear that the Constitution assigns the United States Congress the exclusive powers to collect tariffs, to impose tariffs, and to regulate commerce with foreign nations. Now, I have no doubt that the Trump administration will be appealing that ruling, but on the face of it, it is a substantial blow.
Elon Musk says his role in the Trump administration has ended. The Tesla owner thanked the US president and said he was stepping down as his scheduled time as a special government employee comes to an end. The Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, says he wants resident doctors to vote against strike action. It's after polling suggested almost half of the British public are against the proposed walkouts. They're being balloted by the British Medical Association, who want a 29% rise to restore historical pay freezes. The government's stepped in to take control of two major new reservoirs as it warns UK water supplies are under threat. The aim is to fast-track the delivery of projects in East Anglia and Lincolnshire to improve resources for 750,000 homes. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thursday morning with me, Bill Overton. This isn't the only time, but it's our time for the Hall of Fame. Coming up, Mozart's only symphony inside your top 300.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM, our Hall of Fame 3 at 3. For today, started with Mozart's Symphony No. 40, the opening movement performed by the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. Just there, Delius from the Florida Suite by the River, performed by the Ulster Orchestra, as I said, the highest ever position for that work now, just 156 on your Hall of Fame Top 300. Thank you for all of your votes this year. Sylvia's in Bradford. Just saying, enjoying hearing the music of Bradford's very own Frederick Delius. It is also our UK City of Culture year 2025 in Bradford. There you are, ticking all the boxes this morning. 32 degrees in Jacksonville, Florida today, which is where Delius was when he wrote that. Pretty good. Where we are, 24 degrees, but we can't quite compete, can we? Debussy next, four entries inside the top 300, his Arabesque. Number one. Thank you. from Debussy's Sweet Burgomasque. Martin James Bartlett playing piano there. Our Hall of Fame hour later this morning, 9 o'clock, will start with music by Carl Jenkins. Dan Walker in for that a little later on. Also on Breakfast Show this morning, a singing crab on the school run. Worth making sure you are listening for that. Also, a new recording of Hulse's The Planets by the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, also on a Hall of Fame hour from 9. Dan Walker here for Breakfast on Classic FM from 6:30.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
This is Classic FM. We heard Vivaldi's Guitar Concerto in D major, the second movement, played by the Carducci Quartet and the Cotone Twins. And just there, Sissel singing An Ocean of Memories from James Horner's Titanic score. Classic FM Movies, our extra station, was just playing music from The Empire Strikes Back and Batman by Danny Elfman. Funnily enough, his birthday today. He's on our list, If It's Yours, May 29th, in your Culture Club. Apart from him, 72, music from Edward Scissorhands. He wrote as well, one of my favourites by him. 72, Francis Rossi, Status Quo fame, 76 today. The three times Oscar-nominated actress Annette Bening turning 67. Melanie Brown, one of the Spice Girls, she's 50. And the comic Sarah Millican, the same age today. Many happy returns to all of them and to you. Right now, music by Haydn.
Thank you.
Haydn's Concerto for Flute and Oboe No. 1. Ana de la Vega performing there with Ramon Ortega Cuero, along with the Trondheim soloists. Classic FM, early Thursday morning. Beethoven's Eroica Symphony is going to be our one for the road. If you're up and out already before Lucy Cowd takes over on Classic FM from me at 4. Two to keep us ticking over under the covers in the meantime, starting with a very dreamy Liszt coming next.
Classic FM.
What would you say to someone who's always posting holiday snaps on Instagram?
Get a life.
People are going to be emailing in with their problems.
Well, we'll get an awful lot of losers ringing in to us or whatever they do.
The Wittering Whitehalls, a podcast rammed full of life advice for all ages. Available now on Global Player.
This is the sound of a forehand shot. And this is the sound of a backhand shot. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious. Like choosing Interactive Investor for your personal pension. As a Which-recommended SIP provider, with a low flat fee, and a wide choice of investment options, the choice is obvious.
Advantage Wendy!
Search Interactive Investor Personal Pension. SIP values can fluctuate, and you could get back less than you invest.
It's in their walk. It's in their bark. It's in their purr. It's ProPlan Pet Food, the high-quality nutrition behind every moment. ProPlan supports lifelong well-being. Developed with Purina Vets, with leading-edge science that supports healthy joints and promotes digestive health. ProPlan, chosen by remarkable owners for their extraordinary pets.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Every time I play that, I do make a note I should play it more often. And then I don't. Lovely to hear it again. John Fold's Celtic Lament, the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, that recording, and before it, Liszt's Liebstraun No. 3. We heard Leif Uwe Andsnes playing at piano. Bill Overton with you on Classic FM. Highs of 24 today. Fingers crossed where you are as well. Where it is sunny, feeling nice and warm. Showers, though, north and west. For you, Lucy Coward has Chopin's Raindrop Prelude coming up as her piano piece in about a half an hour's time. My one for the road today by Beethoven. His revolution in sound, inspired by the real-life revolutionary spirit in France, taking a bit of a liberty as well, written ahead of a planned tour to the country, with an ear on the popular mood. This from his Eroica Symphony.
Thank you.
Michael Barenboim conducting his West Eastern Divan Orchestra, the third movement there from Beethoven's Eroica Symphony. The number three. Dan Walker's here for breakfast from 6:30. Lucy Cowd coming next. I'm Bill Overton. Thanks for being there, putting up with me. More from me very first thing tomorrow. Have an amazing day. Music by John Williams. You'll hear next.
Classic FM.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
Your customer service was tip-top. You know, I couldn't fault it.
The customer service was really good.
The people are friendly on the telephone. You can always get a problem solved.
Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
People like yourself and all of your colleagues have done such a wonderful job.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running.
The delicious chocolate bubbles in Aero that make it a joy to eat. Aero. Feel the bubbles melt.
Have you ever felt like your investment advisor is giving you an off-the-shelf retirement plan? That they just want to put you in a box? But who wants that? At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a box. We create a plan that's just right for you because it's only right for us if it's right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. A US federal court has blocked President Donald Trump's so-called Liberation Day tariffs from going into effect. The court ruled that the president overstepped his authority by imposing across-the-board taxes on imports. Immediately after the verdict, the Trump administration filed a notice of appeal. Paul Doddridge is a Republican commentator and told us that Trump will probably win.
The president can impose blanket tariffs in times of national emergency, and he's declared an emergency. This court isn't buying that. And so this will just get kicked up to the Supreme Court, and I can't see Trump losing to the Supreme Court when ultimately they'll say that this power has to rest with the administration. If the executive believes that we are in a time of economic emergency, I think the Supreme Court will support him.
Elon Musk has confirmed his time as a special government employee for Donald Trump has come to an end. The Tesla owner who led the Department of Government Efficiency said he was thankful for the opportunity to reduce wasteful spending. The Health Secretary is asking resident doctors in England to vote no in a ballot on strikes over pay. Wes Streeting said doctors have lost the support of the public and they would choke the NHS by going back on strike. The BMA wants a 29% rise to restore historical pay freezes. Chelsea are celebrating ending the season with a trophy after winning the UEFA Conference League. They came from behind to beat Spanish side Real Betis in the final 4-1. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
All right, Thursday, here we go. We're going to set...